Carla O'Brien has the news.
Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions dropped in 2022 compared with the previous year, according to a new report from the Environmental Protection Agency. Total emissions were 1.9% lower because of falls in the residential, agricultural and energy sectors. However, emissions from the transport sector rose by 6%. Our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
This latest calculation of greenhouse gas emissions from the EPA shows progress in reducing emissions has been made, but the country is still falling short of national and EU targets. Overall, emissions dropped 1.9% in 2022 compared with 2021. In the energy sector, emissions fell 1.8% through burning substantially less coal, oil and peat for power generation. In the agri-sector, emissions were down 1.2% thanks to a substantial reduction in the use of artificial nitrogen fertilizer and despite an increase in animal numbers. Emissions from the residential sector dropped 12.7% due to drastic reductions in domestic fuel consumption last year, which the EPA says was price-related. In the transport sector, however, emissions rose 6% as road transport continues to approach pre-COVID levels. Overall, the agricultural sector is still responsible for 38% of Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions, higher than any other sector. It's followed by transport at 19%, the energy industry at 16.6%, and residential sector at 10%.
The National Union of Journalists has welcomed confirmation that RTE is to commission an external review of its voluntary exit schemes in 2017 and 2021. In a statement, the national broadcaster said details of the review would be announced as soon as possible and would feed into the government's review of contractor fees, human resources and other matters. The Irish Secretary of the NUJ, Seamus Dooley, said there had long been concerns about a lack of transparency and consistency in the handling of exit applications. He said that all applications must be treated fairly and the review should examine whether there was a two-tier system in operation. Hollywood actors are on strike after talks with major studios and streaming giants collapsed. The Actors' Union, the Screen Actors Guild, is seeking higher fees for repeats and assurances about the use of artificial intelligence. Around 160,000 performers are expected to join the stoppage. Duncan Crabtree Ireland is the Guild's chief negotiator.
This is not a strike-happy union. This is a union that views strikes as a last resort, but we're not afraid to do them when that's what it takes to make sure our members receive a fair contract. Our strike in 1960 is the reason our members have a health plan. It's the reason our members have a pension plan, and it's the reason why our members get residuals. I highly doubt there are any members of this union today who would say it wasn't worth it to go on strike in 1960 for as long as it took. Well, this is the same kind of strike.
Syria is to allow humanitarian aid to flow through its main border crossing into rebel-held areas, reopening a conduit that had closed after a UN Security Council stalemate. The region on the border with Turkey was devastated by an earthquake in February. The Syrian ambassador to the United Nations, Bassam Saba, said Damascus has made a sovereign decision to let aid move overland from Turkey to northwest Syria for 6 months. He said he sent a letter to this effect to the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, and the Security Council.
The government of the Syrian Arab Republic has taken the sovereign decision to grant the United Nations and its specialized agencies permission to use Bab al-Hawa crossing to deliver humanitarian aid to civilian in need in the northwest Syria in full cooperation and coordination with the Syrian government for the period of 6 months starting from July 13, 2023.
The World Health Organization has said it is now classifying aspartame, an artificial sweetener commonly used in soft drinks and low-calorie food, as possibly carcinogenic. It said aspartame posed little risk, so the current safe daily limits remain unchanged. Dr. Thomas Galligan is the principal scientist for food additives and supplements in the United States.
This is something industry, consumers and regulators really need to take notice of. This is very concerning. CSPI would like to see industry begin to reformulate their products to use safer alternatives and help consumers avoid and minimize their exposure to aspartame. Similarly, policymakers can also take very important and authoritative evaluation under consideration and start taking steps to protect consumers as well.
The central bank has launched a 15 euro commemorative coin to celebrate the achievements of the Ireland women's national football team. The silver-proof coin recognises the important impact the team has had on women's and girls football in Ireland. The coin is being released as the team prepares for the opening Women's World Cup match against the hosts Australia next week. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Trust Grant to help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
Wet and blustery, bands of rain heavy at times spreading across Ireland this morning and possibly causing flooding locally. The rain beginning to clear from the south by afternoon, followed by isolated showers. Some of the showers may be heavy and thundery. Easterly winds will be fresh and gusty, changing to a southwesterly direction as the rain clears. Highest temperatures of 13 to 19 degrees. And there's a warning that east to southeast winds will reach gale force 8 at times during this morning and afternoon on Irish coastal waters from Wicklow Head to Carnesore Point to Dungarvan.